主的第一个逾越节。
And so this we could say is the Passover that the disciples have gone to, have went with the Lord Jesus.
那么这两件事记载。
There were two events recorded.
一件事就是主耶稣推翻了兑换牛你兑换这个兑换这个桌子兑换这个银钱的桌子啊这些。
And so that he has chased the traders out of the temple and turned the table of those money changers.
我觉得这是非常有意思的。
It's quite meaningful here.
你知道我们是圣灵的殿，我们蒙恩得救以后，我们都是神的殿。
After we are saved by grace, we are the temple of God.
这个殿跟耶路撒冷是连在一起的。
Temple and Jerusalem are related, linked.
那主耶稣，但他们跟随主以后，他们第一个的逾越节就是看见我们的主是怎样的接近圣殿。
And the first time, they spend the Passover with the Lord. How they witness, how.Our Lord, how Jesus cleanses the temple.
我们知道为什么要接近圣殿？为什么主这一次好像发起义怒来呢
？Why did the Lord sort of have this righteous wrath that he wanted to clean this temple?
我们说过，就是因为在圣殿里面有一些的摊子，这些卖牛羊鸽子都是跟祭司们连在一起。
Because all these traders in the temple has something to do with priests.
那么，如果你今天来到圣殿，尤其从海外、从国外回来的时候，那么因为国外用的钱呢，都是有这个有偶像的，所以现在你一定要把它兑换成银钱。
And、so because you might come from overseas and you have carried with you your coins and all these things, and they have these inscriptions and some of these things are the coin that are actually idols. So they need to change the money changer.
你不可能卖带牛带羊来。
And it is impossible for you to bring along with you any oxen.
所以你一定要买牛或者买羊。
And so you need to bring either the oxen or the sheep.
但是只要和祭司发生，只要在这个店里面卖的，它上面有特别的记号的。
And so you know that those are sold in the temple, they have a certain marking.
所以很容易就通过了。
And so it's easy to pass.
我们知道不是所有的这个不是所有的牛和羊这个祭司都接受的。
And it doesn't mean that all the oxen or all the sheep will be accepted by the priest.
所以如果你在别的地方买的话，那可能他就不通过。
And if you were to purchase it other than what is in the temple, will not be able to accept it.
所以这个收入可以说是祭司们最大的一笔财政收入。
And we know that this is the greatest, this is the biggest financial income for the people.
你看，有那么多人来过节，每年有那么多人来过节。
Every year there are many people. The
multi people come for the festival. 他们一定要买牛羊鸽子。
They need to buy.
因为他们要献祭。
They need to buy sheep, oxen, or the lambs.
因为他们要献祭。他们一定要换钱。
Because they need to offer sacrifices. They need to change their money.
结果他们把神的殿变成贼窝了。
And now they have defiled the temple and turned the temple into the den of thieves.
所以他对卖鸽子的说：“把这些东西拿去，不要将我父的殿当作买卖的。”
And so this is what Jesus said: Take this thing away. Do not make my father's house a house of merchandise.
那么这个就是他在第一次到圣殿里面所发生的事。
This is the first occasion we went to the temple and what has transpired.
然后还有一个很重要的一件事，就是他对那些对犹太人说：“你们拆毁这殿，我三日要把它建。”
And the other important thing is that he's told the Jews. He says, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it."
结果主耶稣他这样说是以他自己的身体为神的殿。
Because he said this is because that he was referring to his own body.
那么不要忘记了，这个就是主耶稣来到了物质的圣殿。来到物质的圣殿
the material house,
来到了
the material temple,
来到了犹太人的圣殿
he has come to the temple of the
所以石头木头造的
it is built by stone and built by wood
但主耶稣给他们看见你们拆毁这殿三日要再建立起来
but Jesus said destroy this temple and in 3 days I will raise it up
所以不要忘记对于这些宗教充满了宗教情操的人
those who are filled with religious thinking
那么我们知道说主耶稣一直提醒他们属灵的一面
Lord Jesus has been kept on reminding them about the spiritual side
所以这什么意思呢
What does this mean
这就给我们看见说如果他们读以赛亚读以西结书的话
If you were to read Ezekiel
他们知道说神的荣耀有一天要回来
There will be a day God's glory will be restored
那神的荣耀什么时候已经回来了呢
When did the glory of Lord return
主耶稣已经回来了
Lord Jesus was already here.
因为他以他的身体为殿
because his body is the actual temple.
因为神的荣耀是回到殿里面来
because God's glory will return to his temple. temple.
所以意思就是说，你不需要等到将来弥赛亚才来。
You do not have to wait till the day of the return of the Messiah.
其实呢，弥赛亚已经来了。
In fact, Messiah is already here.
好，那么这个是他第一次到第一就是主后七二十七年，那是现在主后二十七年。那么那个逾越节的时候，那么我们不是逾越节的时候，他就到了耶路撒冷。
And so this is the 27 AD the Passover when he arrived in Jerusalem.
那这一次大概他留了一段相当长的时间。
Perhaps he has stayed over for a while.
好几个月。
For months.
那么起头在耶路撒冷，慢慢慢慢的他就往犹太地区了。
And so first he came to Jerusalem. And then he moved to
other 他就住在居住施洗，其实主耶稣没有施洗，乃他门徒在那里施洗。
And that it was not Jesus, but it was the disciples who was baptizing the baptism.
然后从犹太慢慢慢就转到撒玛利亚。
So later on, as they moved from Jewish towns, they moved into Samaria.
然后我们知道这个前面这个这一年就算是完了。
And that comes to the end of the year.
那么，然后他就到了家里。所以大概来说，这个第一章是从约旦河外的伯大尼。
So it's from first of all, it's from the Bethany beyond Jordan.
然后呢，他这个加拿的神迹以后，那么主耶稣和他母亲就到了加百农住了好些日子。
And so together with the mother after Canaan, Cana, they were staying in Capernaum.
因为我们知道说彼得在那里有一个家，在加百农有个家。
Because Peter has a resident house.
因为彼得已经跟随主了，所以很可能在那个时候他们就到了加百农。
And so because Peter has the lost the disciple, so now we think they have arrived.
所以等到逾越节的时候，主耶稣就上耶路撒冷过节。
And so that during the Passover, Jesus went into the temple.
遇见尼哥底母应该在耶路撒冷。
And he met Nicodemus is perhaps in.
然后他门徒受施浸的地方是犹太地。
And so the where the disciples baptized, it was a Jewish town.
然后就到了撒玛利亚。
And so now they proceed to Samaria.
然后就到了加利利。
And now they come to Galilee.
所以这个大概就完成了第一年所经过的事情。
And so this occupied the first entire year.
那么在这一年里面呢，圣灵特别感动约翰。
And so
提到了尼哥底母，也提到了撒玛利亚。
And so the Lord has used the Holy Spirit has prompted John to write about Nicodemus as well as the Samaritan.
因为这个和约翰福音的启示有关系。
Because this has something to link with the revelation of John.
因为当约翰启示主耶稣神的儿子的时候。
And so when John revealed that Jesus is the Son of God.
主耶稣第一年他所经过的那些事，他所遭遇那些事。和整个的启示有关系。
All the events that happened during the first year, something to do.
他为什么先遇见尼哥底母，然后才遇见这个撒玛利亚？
First, why is first that he met Nicodemus first before the Samaria?
先是耶路撒冷，然后是撒玛利亚。
It was first Jerusalem, then Samaria.
先是晚上，然后是中午白天。
First of all, it was in the evening, then they thought it was a midday.
先是一个很高尚的人，还有一个很卑下的人。
One is the one who is very wealthy and high position, high status, and one who is very low status.
所以特别讲到这个新造的七天以后。
This is especially after the seven.
讲到他接近圣殿。
Talking about the cleansing of the temple.
也讲他自己比作殿，换句话是神的荣耀已经在他里面回来了。
And it's also signifying that he is the temple and the glory of the temple has returned to the temple. The glory of God has returned to the temple.
那么好了，我们说在这一年。他的工作是非常 low key, 非常低调的。
And so all this entire work are all been carried out in a very low key.
是隐藏的。
It's been hidden.
他不大，也没有太多的神迹。
There were not that many miracles.
当然有一个两个是有的。
Maybe one or two.
但是如果和后来所比的，不能够相比。
And so this is compared to us later part. You cannot.
好像我们的主默默的在那里种种撒种子，一个种子种下去，还有一个种子种下去，还有一个种子种下去。
As if that quietly our Lord was sowing the seed one by one.
所以这就是主耶稣第一年的工作跟后来两年、第三年工作不同的地方。
And this is the demarcations between his first year's ministry and the ministry for the second and the third.
很可惜，许多人读圣经都忽略了这一面。
I think many of us have actually ignored.This part.
所以，如果你把这一年放进去，你就知道跟随主、做主的门徒是一件属灵的事。
And so we put this in, and we realize that to be the disciple of Jesus is actually a very spiritual.
主的工作是一件属灵的事。
The ministry of our the work of our God is very spiritual.
主呼召门徒来跟随他也是一件属灵的事。
And for the Lord Jesus to call his disciple is a spiritual event.
那么好，那么下面呢？如果读第三章，我们知道就是讲到主耶稣遇到尼哥底母。
And so, in chapter 3, we know that this is where Jesus met Nicodemus.
他告诉尼哥底母说，你必须要重生。
He told Nicodemus, you have to be born again.
那么什么叫重生呢？难道从母腹里面再生出来吗？
It doesn't mean that you will be born again from the mother's womb.
第六节是一个很重要的一把钥匙。
We know that.Verse 6, chapter 6, verse 6.
从肉身生的是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。
That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that is born of the spirit is spirit.
从母腹生的就是肉身。
From mother's womb is the flesh.
从灵生的就是灵。
Anything that is born of the spirit is spirit.
所以什么意思？我们的主讲到重生的时候，是把属灵的生命和从母腹生出来的生命做一个对比，是两个见识是平行的。
And so this is the comparison. It's a parallel comparison, so that we can see what is born from a mother's womb, and that is born of the spirit.
我们所以能看见地上的国，能够进入地上的国，因为我们从母腹里得出一个生命。
Because we can witness this kingdom on earth is because that we have come from the womb of the mother.
我们能够看见神的国，我们能进神的国，是因为我们从圣灵得出一个生命。
We can see.The kingdom of God, we can enter the kingdom of God. It is because we are born of the Spirit.
而主耶稣是和尼哥底母讲重生。
And this is what Jesus has mentioned that what is born again.
尼哥底母不只是犹太人的官，也是犹太的拉比。
That we know that Nicodemus not only an official of the Jewish, but he is also a rabbi.
现在主耶稣告诉他说，你必须要重生。
But the Lord Jesus told him that he has to be born again.
所以呢，这什么意思呢
？What does this mean?
意思就是说。你怎么从母腹生，你也怎样从圣灵生。
How that you have come from the mother's womb is the same. Born from the mother's womb, it similarly it is the same.
人从母腹生是什么？我们人什么也没有做，人从圣灵生什么也没有做。
No, from the mother's womb, we did nothing. And similarly, when we are born of the Spirit, there's nothing that we do.
所以这里给我们看见说，今天我们要得着一个属灵的生命。
Today we want to have this spiritual life.
这个生命乃是从圣灵生的。
And this spiritual life have to come from the Spirit.
好，那么这个可以说是主耶稣和尼哥底母讲到重生，告诉他必须要重生。
And this is the conversation that took place between Nicodemus and the Lord Jesus regarding.
那他怎么能够从圣灵生呢
？How could a person be born of the Spirit?
这个和主耶稣的工作有关系。
This is something to do with the ministry of Lord Jesus.
所以他说。摩西在这旷野怎样举蛇，人子也照样被举起来，叫一切信他的都得永生。
And he says that how Moses raised the bronze snake from the in the wilderness, that similarly, the Son of Man will do likewise.